I heard really a disturbing survey coming in here today. It isn't anything that I didn't instinctively know or that I knew intuitively from my own experience, but just, I just hate to hear it. It's a confirmation. Apparently, in a lot of large, particularly city schools, but whatever's in the city schools generally is coming to a school soon in your area, the teachers, the administration have pretty much given up on attempting to control, police, limit, or eliminate crude, coarse, cursing, nasty, foul language. There's so much of it that it's one of those, everybody's doing it, how can we put everybody in jail? Of course, the children in surveys cite that, everybody in media does it, sports people do it, media does it, music does it, movies, videos, everything we see and hear, they all do it. It's the way it is. The way people talk now, come on. They did a survey of the NEA members, National Education Association, and the consensus response was, yepper, it's pretty nasty language out there, but we're not sure. This is the old, I don't know what obscenity is. Who are you? Your obscenity is not my obscenity. And their response was, yeah, but it's kind of hard to determine where the line is, you know. Is D-A-M-N a word you don't tolerate? What about the bigger bombs? Gee, don't know. Doesn't it sound like standard big person stuff now in our culture? I don't know. Am I allowed to do that as a big person? I don't know. Would that be psychologically appropriate? I consulted big inner city school probably 7-8 years ago. I saw it. I was shell-shocked by what I saw. It's an inner city secondary school. The level of chaos, disruption, disrespect, nastiness, the language, the attitude towards the teachers, some of the teachers staying in their classrooms during class change. And when I made observations about what to do to possibly change this, I kept meeting with, we can't do that, we're not allowed, lawyers tell us no, we can't do that, our school board won't let us do it, no, we're not allowed to do that, no, if we did that, then we'd have this problem here, no, we can't do that because the parents would do this, no, we're not allowed to do that, we're not allowed to do that. I'd say, who's running this asylum? Probably the most disturbing thing was, I heard, this is one of the better high schools. Some of the other ones are a lot worse. I don't say this to bemoan and bewail about how bad it is out there. You know what I say it for, dear people? I say it to help you be aware, however sad it is that you have to be aware of this, for your own children's sake. Do a little test. Ask your kid, particularly your 12 and 13 and up kid, what kind of language you hear at school? What do you sound like in the hallways? You ever hear certain words like blank, 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 and blank, blank? How often do you hear those words? Where are you most likely to hear them? From who? I just want you to be aware, guys. The majority of parents are underestimating what's going on out there. They're just in a time warp. We naturally think that it was the way it was. And it's not the way it was. It is the way it is. And the way it is real different from the way it was and the way it shall be. So just be aware. Which leads me to a segue that may be more relevant to many of you. I know we're on all of our relevant radio affiliates, and I like to use that word wherever I can, just to kind of subliminally get in some advertising for relevant. Dads, this is geared to you. Moms, if you're listening to this and your husband's not there, flip a tape on so he can hear this. Dads, you're surrendering your authority. More and more of you are allowing your children to mistreat your wife. When I used to leave home when my oldest son Andrew was little, long about age 7 or 8, I would say to Andrew, Andrew, while I'm gone, protect your mother.
And he'd look at me like, yeah, Dad, I'm 4'3" and I weigh 61 pounds. Protect your mother.
But I kept saying it. He's now 18. He's a weightlifter. He's a strong boy. I say, Andrew, protect Mom. He goes, I will. My son John, 16. Soon, protect your mom. I will. Sammy's 12. James is 10. Pete's 8. Protect your mom, boys. Unfortunately, I'm hearing more and more women tell me their husbands are not only not having their children protect their mom, that the husbands are not protecting mom. Gentlemen, this is for you. Often, sometimes, periodically, maybe seldom, you hear your kid locked into a verbal battle with your wife. And the temptation is to close your eyes, go in the other room, and say, you know, if I wasn't paying any attention, I couldn't tell which one of them's 12. Thank you, Barbara. Wow. Might as well just smear it on my hips. She's brought a big piece of cheesecake. Oh, my. All right. Gentlemen, you permit people to talk to your wife that way? Is that kind of language? Okay, they may do it in the public schools because they've surrendered. You're going to surrender in your own home? Get in there. Stop that. Pull the plug. You be the disciplinarian. And let the child know clearly you're not going to allow that child to mistreat his or her mother and your precious wife. Now, you may think to yourself, yeah, but I'll tell you what, you don't have to listen to her. Oh, man, my wife, I'll tell you what, it's all I can do to stand her. Her style's terrible. She nags, she yaps, she loses it, she gets emotional, she overreacts, she attacks the kid. Oh, jeez. If I was 14, I couldn't get along with her. Wait a minute. We're not arguing that her style is necessarily great. Her style may be terrible. We can work on that. She has the authority. And whatever it is she's requesting or putting a limit on or determining is good for your family and this child is her right. She has that authority. You may not agree with it, but she has the authority. Like me telling the judge, Judge, who do you think you are giving me a $75 speeding ticket? Did you hear your tone of voice? Your tone of voice was wretched. You think I'm going to pay $75 after you talk to me like that? Ha! The judge has the authority whether his style stinks or not. It's the same with a cop. A cop can yell at me to get back inside my car. Am I going to say, only if you ask nice? Who do you think you are, officer? Say it. Say please. Then maybe I will. You need to treat me with dignity and respect, you know. Now, he should. But if he doesn't, he still has the authority to tell me to get back in that car. Same thing with your wife. Her style may be terrible. She may be getting down on the same level of the kid. 5-year-olds can pull you down to 5. 10-year-olds can pull you down to 10. 12-year-olds can pull you down to 12. And 16-year-olds can pull you down to 2. However, she still has the authority. She's mom. You get in there. You stop the battle. You separate the warring parties. You come down on the side of your wife. Because she has the authority. And I'll say something else. If nothing else motivates you, let personal interest motivate you. That's right. Guys, if you look at surveys, we like to be romantic, if you know what I mean, more than our wives do. And wives aren't necessarily able to feel as romantic on the spot, on the moment, as guys are. But there are certain things that make wives feel more romantic toward us, and it's not flowers necessarily. One of the big ones, boys, is protecting them. One of the big ones is standing up for them. One of the big ones is shielding them from abuse, nastiness at the hand of a kid. Step in there. The women will appreciate this. Sometimes. Sometimes. I will give my boys a couple dollars. I'll say, go down. Give your mother grief. I'll be right down. And that worked pretty good. So she found out I was only giving them a couple bucks. Then she got mad. Gentlemen, I'm leaving here in a few minutes for a break. Protect your wives from the people most likely to mistreat them. Your children. 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to get onto the program. The program is The Doctor Is In. I am the doctor who is in. I'm Dr. Ray Grady. I appreciate all this company, all of you folks calling in. Simple rule. Makes me nervous doing this, but I try to stick with it. You waited on a previous show, hanging on the line. You go to the front if you call in. Your time is important, because I know many of you wait a long time. Also, you don't have to ask personal questions. It can be a question about someone else that might help them, and you can take it to them, a little vicarious phone calling here. And you can ask generic questions. 877-573-7825. I'm Dr. A. I'll be back.